Al Jazeera Podcasts.
We begin in Gaza, where at least 8 Palestinians have been killed in Israeli airstrikes on Rafah on Wednesday night. Israel has launched a series of strikes on the southern city. 2 children were amongst those killed. The attacks targeted 3 homes and farmlands in different parts of the area. One of the strikes hit a house sheltering displaced people in the Yabna camp. The White House has described reports of mass graves in Gaza as deeply disturbing and has joined calls from the EU and the UN for an investigation. On Wednesday, another 51 bodies were found in the grounds of a hospital in Khan Yunis. More than 300 remains have been discovered since Saturday. Well, hospitals are protected sites under international law, but they've come under heavy bombardment since Israel's war on Gaza began in October. U.S. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan says Washington wants answers from Israel for the bodies being found at these mass graves on several hospital compounds across the Strip. The UN Humanitarian and Reconstruction Coordinator for Gaza has told the Security Council that irreversible steps need to be taken to facilitate unhindered delivery of more aid into the Strip. Sigrid Karg also stressed that the quality of that aid must be improved. At least 21 people have died after a boat carrying Ethiopian migrants capsized off the coast of Djibouti. The migrants were trying to reach Yemen. 23 people are missing. It comes just 2 weeks after another migrant boat capsized in the area, killing 38 people. In Tunisia, the Coast Guard has recovered the bodies of at least 14 people off the coast of Djerba. Authorities say the bodies have been washing up on the island since Friday. On Tuesday, rescuers also recovered 22 bodies off the Tunisian coast further north. Tunisia is a departure point for many migrants and refugees trying to reach Europe. South Korea has recorded a surprise uptick in the first quarter GDP figures. Growth was driven by strong smartphone sales and private consumption. It's being seen as a welcome break for the Yoon Suk-yeol government, which is still under pressure due to high food prices and low approval ratings. Boeing is reporting more than $350 million in losses for the first 3 months of this year. The U.S. aircraft manufacturer is currently under investigation for a series of safety incidents. They include the blowout of a panel on a 737 MAX in January. Chief Executive Dave Calhoun admitted the company was in a tough moment, but said the focus was on manufacturing issues, not revenue.
Coming up on The Take, why did Columbia University ask the New York Police Department to clear out a camp of pro-Palestinian students? That's The Take by Al Jazeera. Find it wherever you get your podcasts.